What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 12th day of January. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning, all you first responders, firemen, cops, teachers, ER staff, drivers in the Brookhaven area, right there off Claremont there in Peachtree Road. That's, well, at least that's where I hung out in Brookhaven.
All right.
I lived out Claremont there, so yeah, man. I hear that music, it takes me back to when I was a kid, because that was the only college football we got piped into Chicago. And it was on a WCFL. Don't ask me why I remember them call letters right now. I think it was WCFL, but it was a UHF station in Chicago. And they would, on weekends, bring in Notre Dame games. So as you turn the channel, trying to find something on the other four channels, you know, I'd hear that, you know, so.
Absolutely.
Just a little throwback there. Just a little throwback here. We are waiting for our guest.
He's here.
He's here?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were waiting. Well, excuse me, Mr. Crenshaw, would you do the honors?
Of course. We're a week and a day away from the college football championship game being played here in Atlanta. It's going to be a week full of activities, especially next weekend, and we're pleased to be joined now by Ryan Allen Hall. He is the college football playoff director of events and scholarships. That sounds like it's pretty important to me.
It does. Is that a job you want to?
It's not a bad job, Jim. Yeah. Not a bad job.
Good morning.
Probably got his own parking spot.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing great. That'll be talking to you.
Yeah, man. We are. What kind of pride are you awash with when you look at it, when you look at your efforts, and now they're on paper, meaning all the work you've put into the events that are coming up leading up to the national championship game? We have them in front of us, the 2025 schedule. And then you sit back and you think about all the people, you think about those early meetings, and now it's done. Now, obviously, you're going to make sure all these events go off well, but are you awash with pride knowing what you've achieved and getting ready for these upcoming events?
Yeah, the whole staff is. I mean, we all recognize there's a lot of people in this world with more important jobs every single day, but we also realize millions of people are excited about what we do. They are going to turn into TV to watch what we work on for 2 and 3 years in advance. And as you said, locally, what this means to the city, every volunteer, workers, just what is about to happen in the city of Atlanta over the next 10 days, we're not naive to how important this is. So, of course, we can't help but be happy and prideful about what's about to happen.
Fantastic, fantastic. College football playoff. It's the second time this event is going to be played here in Atlanta. What does that allow you to do? What has that allowed you to do, or an advantage at all, to have having had this event here just a few years back?
Well, you remember things like the traffic, and when someone says it's a 5-minute walk, and you know that's probably a 15-minute walk. It's those little things about walking from one side of the Georgia World Congress Center to the other. It's just those little things. It's like being a veteran football player, right? You see a tell, and as a rookie, it was moving fast for you, but veteran, I've seen that play before. So it just allows you to focus on the event allows you to focus on the enhancements that the teams, the fans, the players will all enjoy a little bit more. It just allowed us to not worry about the foundation, but take it to the next level this time. So I think if anyone remembers what we did last time and then they watch this week, they're going to say, wow, these guys took it up a notch and didn't just rinse and repeat. They really brought to Atlanta the same love and care they did the first time and tried to make it better.
All right, and I'm glad you brought that up. But once again, Ryan Allen Hall joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. All right, you're the guy, your staff are the ones who are going to bring this trophy all around the city, correct?
That's right. We're going to show that puppy off as much as we can.
Okay, so when the first meeting or the second meeting happens about where this trophy is going to go, how many places do you think of off the beaten path? In other words, traditional places here in Atlanta, but maybe not connected so much with sports, but yet part of the Atlanta fabric. Does that come up in the meetings? Because if so, I got a couple places I want to ask you about.
Of course it does. That's the thing about college football, right? It resonates through communities. This thing is generational. I mean, this thing goes back to the 1800s, right? And so that many more people, when you say college football and the teams and the pageantry, they want to be a part of this. So that's why we do so much more than just a game. We do things like fan events and concerts and trophy tours so that everyone, even those who can't get to Mercedes-Benz Stadium next week, but everyone in the whole region can be a part of this college football playoff.
See, and this is what I'm getting at. Was it ever part of the conversation? I'll name three places. The Varsity, Mary Mac's Tea Room, a Waffle House, or a Krispy Kreme. Was it ever discussed to bring the trophy, obviously a group of people and security, to one of those types of locations?
I would love it if the trophy got yelled at, what do you have, right? You know, that's important. And let me tell you this. If you see me with the trophy at the Waffle House, one, it's definitely not earlier than 12 a.m., and something's probably gone right, I'll say. So I'm not going to rule it out that it makes a little Waffle House trip. But, you know, of course, where the trophy is a rock star. It is our 30th staff member, and it's more recognizable than any of us. So we love that people want to be a part of it, want to see it, want to get pictures with it. And it will absolutely make the rounds this week.
Folks, spending time on the waitforit.com hotline this morning with Ryan Allen Hall, the College Football Playoff Director of Events and Sponsorships. Great to have him on with us. All right, tell us things that people can go to. That's the cool thing. Their concerts, their exhibits, their things that people can go to that are interactive. And they don't have to have a ticket for the game to go, right?
That's right. Yeah, I'll hit a few of them. There's so many more. But at the Georgia World Congress Center, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, we've got Playoff Fan Central. So we take over one of the whole buildings there, Building A, and we've got football games, celebrities doing signings, music, pep rallies. The trophy will be there nonstop. So that's just one of those things when you talk about as a family, especially, you know, we just had the holidays, you just got snowed in, you want to get rid of those kids for about 3 to 4 hours, bring them down to Playoff Fan Central. They're going to run around, have a great time. Just a great way to spend an afternoon or a whole day. So that's one of the events. Another one over at State Farm Arena, we've got concerts. So we did a little something for everyone. We've got Lil Wayne headlining next Saturday on the 18th, Camila Cabello on the 19th. Again, that's just one of those things when we talk about football, we want to bring an event to the city. So we've partnered with State Farm and brought some headline talent to Atlanta that's worthy of Atlanta. We know how great of a music city Atlanta is. We've got a trophy trot. So if you want to get out there, showcase your athletic ability, 5K or 10K, that'll be Sunday morning right down there by the Georgia World Congress Center and Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Again, you can pick your poison, 5K or 10K. You can actually win tickets to the game just for showing up. We'll have some random drawings, some merit drawings. So that's a way to still win tickets to the game itself. Then we've got that night. So you start off Sunday morning, running, got your calories burned off. You can put them all back on Sunday night. We've got Taste of the Championship over the Georgia Aquarium, and that is a culinary dream. We've got about 35 of Atlanta's best chefs, best restaurants, showcasing their best dish at the Georgia Aquarium, which by itself is just a delight. So to marry those two things, then we're going to throw in a band on top of that, have a great time. all these events. If you want a little more information about it, go to collegefootballplayoff.com. You'll find the events. You can see the times, the information. But that's just a little something of what we do for the city of Atlanta, again, outside of the game itself.
I'm telling you, I want to see some pictures of them. Even if they just drive by, stop for a minute, get out the car, take a picture by a Waffle House. That'll help them exponentially. We have that trophy there. Get and then do the same thing with the varsity, and then back in the car and split during that trophy trot.
We love it.
I do want to, again, Ryan, just take care of the cynical people out there who will say this. It's just like the Stanley Cup. It's not the real one. Nah, that's not the case here, right? This is the real national championship trophy. This is not like the three or four different, you know, Lord Stanley's Cup that travels around the country.
That guy with the Stanley Cup came to town one year and he got a parking ticket, didn't he?
Because he didn't have the real one with him.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
He had a fake one
with him. You don't want to get a parking ticket with the trophy.
No, you do not. And so this is the real McCoy, right?
That's right. You know, one thing about the cynics, to deal with them, you got to be one. So they put one on staff and you're talking to them. And so we know college football fans, you can't lie to them. They're going to test you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the trophy we take around is actually a trophy the teams receive. So when you see this trophy around all week, Notre Dame or Ohio State is going to take that trophy home. And it's going to be in their case for, you know, again, the next 100, 200 years, the trophy that makes the tour is, again, we treat it like a member of the staff. There's no fakes, no decoys. It's the real McCoy. We won't let you pick it up. But if you did pick that 40-pound trophy up, you know that's the real McCoy right there.
Okay.
Ryan, talk about people that make this happen. And when I'm talking about people that make this happen, talk about volunteers. What can you say? Because a lot of people don't realize that people sign up to be volunteers for an event like this. And they're not all local. There's some people who travel from out of town to volunteer at the airport or at hotels or at the World Congress Center to greet people, whatever, to be a part of this event. Talk about the vital role of having that army of people working for this event.
Well, you're talking about the lifeblood of major events, right? Because you can't hire enough people to do this. So you've got people out of the goodness of their heart who want to show off the city that they love, and that's why we came back to Atlanta, right? The hospitality, the organization, what Dan Corso and his staff do is just top-notch. So you've got people who just want to help. And when you've got that kind of spirit in a city, it makes our job a lot easier because you're going to have a lot of people in town who've never been here before. They just want to know how to get from A to B. And when you've got a smiling face who's willing to not only tell them, but walk them down. And again, these are people who are not getting paid. They might get a meal, they might get a water and a shirt, but to them, this means the world. And we rely on those people. So when the city of Atlanta tells us, hey, we've got more than enough volunteers for you to help you run your events, we believe them. And then what we love about it, again, it's just the spirit, that spirit of Atlanta, of major events, the South, that we can do this. That's what's going to greet our staff. All the volunteers are going to greet the teams and the fans of the teams. And we know it's those volunteers who leave that lasting impression when the Notre Dame fans or the Ohio State fans say, wow, that was an awesome trip. They're thinking about that person in the Congress Center who helped point them the right way. They're thinking about the hotel worker who said, that's the way to the parking lot. This is how you get to Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Helped them get an elevator. It's those little things that are critical to a city's success. And Atlanta, again, we know we've got people signed up on waiting list to be a part of this because they love it, right? That's what big events do. They bring a city together. And again, with what we've kind of gone through as a country the last few years and the divisiveness sometimes, it's just good to have a nice solidifying event like a football game, bring everyone together. They put it aside, and they're going to smile and have a great time the next few weeks, the next few days.
Fantastic. Yeah. Ryan Allen Hall, we appreciate you spending some time with us.
Absolutely.
Look forward to seeing you getting around town with that trophy and see where it shows up. But thanks for spending some time with us this
morning. Big chicken. The big chicken. That's another one.
The big chicken.
Yeah, you got to go by the big chicken too, man. Listen, we just drive you around and drop you off, jump out the car, take a picture, get back in it. But the big chicken is another stop you got to make. Am I right, Sam?
From Buckhead to Bankhead, we're going to make the rounds. You got it, guys.
There we go. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us
this morning. Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Appreciate it. Yeah, okay. Now, he's got a good job.
Yeah, he does.
I'm sorry. I'd have to leave you for this job. For his and you leave me in a second to his job.
That's a nice gig. That's a really nice gig.
It is, man. Every year you're someplace else that won't his. Miles Garrett, Fox 5, is going to join us. Coming up next, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.